Good morning, welcome. I'm Wendy Wong. It's my pleasure to be the chair for this panel. We are going to have a very interesting papers this morning because with the three topics that we're going to listen, that will be like you won't find it very often. And so I look forward to listen to the presentation from all three presenters. So the first presenter from Taiwan, Chi Yu Sun, and she's going to talk about the image of women in the colonial Taiwanese society around the First World War. So very interesting, I think, because Taiwan become occupied by Japan in 1895. And so that's it, we'll talk about what happened, what the changes made to the women after 15 years of time. Yeah, so this will be a very interesting topic because certainly it's a very underdeveloped, under-researched topic. And second paper will be by Jesse O'Neill and O'Neill. And he is going to talk about the Xinyang Shimbun, which is an English newspaper that's published during the Japan occupation, and first published in 1942, I believe, and in 1945. Very interesting, because Singapore is not even a nation yet at that time, and it's still under Malaysia, and was the British Empire colony, right? So I look forward to listening to that kind of relationship. That will be very interesting. And our final paper by Brian Wismesh. And she's going to present a topic that I never heard anything about. Yeah, so it's on a study of a newly established museum, actually converted from Paris. So it's from Nepal, Kathmandu. So without further delay, we're going to have 20 minutes each for each sections. And then at the end, we'll put the questions and discussion at the end. Okay, thank you. And first, so welcome, Dr. Sun. Thank you.
My research things is images of women in a changing colonial Taiwanese society during the period of World War I. This is Danzhou River at 1895. My research time is before and after World War I in the West, China and Taiwan. This is the three parts of time. The research of areas is about five. Include traditional culture, education, social evolution, World War I, and the design. Okay, we examined the commercial newspaper advertisement and discussed the education issues and the society culture. The traditional culture, we can talk about the culture and the education. Under thousand of years ago, patriarchal political systems, Han Chinese women's traditional value include assisting your husband and educating your sons, and filial piety toward your father and mother-in-law. Chastity and obedience were seen as female virtue, and chastity arches were erected in recognition of this virtue by degrees. This is a traditional Taiwanese woman and a family photograph. And this is the chastity arches in Taiwan. Education. In the 19th century, at the end of Qing Dynasty, Canadian missionary Rev. J.R. Mache and Rev. H. Richard came to Taiwan to spread Christianity in open schools. In 1884, they founded Taiwan's first girls' school, the Danzhou Girls' School. The priests, Miss Joan Stewart and Miss Annie E. Butler of the Presbyterian Church of England, encouraged Taiwanese women and individual people to stop biting their feet, thus providing enlightenment to Taiwanese women through education and Christian faith. This is the Mache's wife, Zhang Guangming, is a Taiwanese woman. Education on Colonial, 1895, marking the beginning of the Japanese colonial period in Taiwan. Under Japanese militaristic colonial rule, both men and women took part in the same type of physical training in order to physically fit and serve Japan. And the social evolution. There was a partial in the role of Taiwanese women from the end of Qing to the colonial period. Women no longer simply stay at home, taking care of their husbands, educating their sons, sewing and cooking, in addition to their traditional roles. Taiwanese women also became an essential part of the farming and the fishing industrial labor force. They could no longer simply work at home, but also participate in agricultural work such as tea and sugarcane harvesting. After World War I in 1919, Taiwan entered the middle colonial period, a period of democracy and prosperity. Taiwan was transforming from agricultural to an industrial basic social structures. After World War I, educated women sought careers as teachers, witnesses, and in the source industrials. This is Taiwan's female laborers, women's harvest tea, and woolen tea advertisement. And the right picture is Taiwanese female teacher. World War I. In 1919, Taiwanese exchange students studying in Tokyo start organized pro-democracy group. They found a ground in Taiwan in 1921. In 1925, a women's rights group was found in the island as well. However, Taiwan has not progressed as far as Europe or the United States during the 1920s. Women already had the right to vote in this region. Public votes in autonomous regions with symbolic significance were held in 1935. It was not until after the colonial period that women were given the right to vote. This research examined cosmeceutical newspaper advertisements and analyzed things as a microcosm of Asian women's social advance. The pharmaceutical product Zhu Zhou Tong was a Chinese herbal medicine commonly used by females during the colonial period. The fashion powder was a cosmetic necessary for Korean women. We can through the picture to know the female's image. This is the female image about the traditional Japanese floating world illustration. And this picture is Taiwanese mother son illustration. Female images in colonial period cosmeceutical advertisements were primarily of traditional Asian women, such as traditional Japanese women wearing kimonos in floating world illustration and the Qing Dynasty Han Chinese women wearing chansons. A perspetition design of happy family in an outing appears in an early Japanese colonial period, cosmeceutical advertisements for Jin, the present the traditional Asia emphasized in the family. And during the World War I, Zhu Zhou Tong advertisements was the slogan "Women's only duty for a country at war," a parrot appeared, which encourage women to have children. Image of Taiwanese mother and the son. Very traditional pictures. This is the Japanese mother and the son. And the woman nursing infant. And the Western woman appeared in facial powder advertisements. A European female appears. This advertisement is wearing a pair of referred to at the time as the Bella Epoch. She is the classical Edwardian female. This Western woman in the advertisement wears the white Mary window hat, which was popular at the time. The most important visual aspect of cosmeceutical advertisements in the middle colonial period was appearance of women wearing swimming attire, images of women exercising. This not only reflect the participation of women in physical competition, the wave of women taking part in outdoor advertisement all over the world, the image of authentic women in these advertisements also revealed a transformation in popular aesthetics. The exotic can be seen in the beautiful Western women which appear after World War I, such as modern women who smoke and dance from the Art Deco era. This is also this create advertisement in which Asia and Western women transcend time in space to dance together. And the conclusion, this research has present photograph and cosmeceutical advertisement in explaining transformation of the female image around World War I. First, image of traditional Chinese and Japanese women symbolizing traditional Asian culture, a culture in which marrying and having children was their only value to society. Pharmaceutical advertisements often present image of two or three girls, of women nursing and an infant, mother and son, or the happy family, to reflect that the medicine being advertisement possess the same values as traditional women. The use of Western women image reflect in attempt by designers in Asia during that time to use the most popular aesthetic styles in order to internationalize brands. The things present reflect the pace of progress. For example, the images of beautiful women present in Zhuzhoutong advertisements were the result of long-standing traditional views of women instilled during the early Japanese colonial period, and the weak, creep, and morbid image of beauty present by food biting was so a classical image of Asian beauty. During the middle colonial period, women transformed to become physically stronger and more independent thinking, healthy women who could participate in outdoor activities. Second, in addition, from the perspective of female consumer activity, product image design gradually moved from the woman defined by traditional cultural values to image of women based on consumer psychology. After World War I, many women around the world went to work, and this was the case in Taiwan during this period. This meant women had incomes and the self-determined consumerism going with it. When they shop and look at items, they expect print image on package will present the ideal images of themselves they hope to achieve. Continue the explanation. The studying centers on the period around the World War and the discussion influenced the period until 1920. From the perspective of design, the world grant beauty and abundance in advertisement design and print materials from 1920 to 1940. Colonial society during this period was more prosperous. From the perspective of agreement concert design, the middle colonial period, a brilliant and precious time, and can provide us with more historical materials on design for research. There are additional research materials from the periods prior to the end of the Japanese colonial period in 1945 concerning the issue of colonial Taiwanese women advertising design issues. And this is the entirely about the Zhuzhoutong advertisements. Before the World War One, after World War One, and later 1930s.